shrub or bush. It's the leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it has little clusters of berries and a little red bunch at the top.
Is it a yard shrub, something you'd grow in the yard? Is it shoemake, what we call? Actually, it's a poison bush that makes that kind of berries. And then there's, I don't even remember the name of something that makes a long stem and just makes red berries up and down the stem, but it doesn't, the leaves don't turn red. That shoemake is the only thing I can think of. There's some kind of shrub that does it, but I don't know what it is.
Can you eat those berries on the shoemake?
No, they're poison. You can't even pick them. They'll poison you, your hands will swell up. That's a no-no.
What other bushes or vines will poison you if you touch them?
Well, what we call a cage vine, it has three leaves that come out in a kind of on one stem, you know, make a kind of a triangular shape, and it makes little hard berries, and it'll poison you. And then there's poison ivy that is a little bush that makes hard stems, and it'll grow about this high and be just covered with little green hard berries.
It'll grow about 2 feet high.
Uh-huh. And boy, that's if anybody is allergic to it, they can just walk by it and get poison.
Any sort of vine that you can
what we call a cage vine, I don't know, that's the only name I know it by. I know it's, all vines and things have a scientific name, but I don't know what it is. We just call it cage.
What is that? I never heard that name before. What's that again?
Cowage. Yeah.
Like cow, you know, the animal.
I don't know how it got the name. I don't know what ever gave anybody the idea to name it for a cow. There's nothing to indicate that it looks at all like them, or I just haven't ever found out why it was called that.
What kind of tree did George Washington chop down?
I don't know. They said a cherry tree, but sometimes I wonder.
And what sort of berries do you have around here?
Well, we have wild blackberries, and we have strawberries and some raspberries and huckleberries. And we can grow blueberries here, but I don't have any. Some of the neighbors have blueberry bushes. And in the woods, there's what's called gooseberries.
What's that?
It just makes a kind of, it looks like a huckleberry, only it's bigger. And in some places, they're grown commercially, and they pick them green. But the ones that grow out in the woods, they just turn purple, you know, and they're not very good.
Have you ever heard of mountain laurel or spoonwood?
Yeah, I've heard of mountain laurel, but it doesn't grow around here as far as I know.
Do you know anything a little bit bigger than that, that's got longer segments of stem?